The greenhouse has been here for a few years, but I was employed and got a bit fed up with what I was doing and was looking for a new challenge, and started searching for a coffee shop to buy and came across the greenhouse and knew this was the one for me.
Why did you suddenly sort of decide to want to run a coffee shop?
I think it's something I've always had a hankering to do, and the opportunity came up and it was too good a chance to miss, really.
Why did you decide on this place?
It has a nice ambience to it. It has a really good local clientele. It doesn't rely a great deal on the tourist trade. It does nice food. It's nicely presented. It's in a nice area. And it just had an overall appeal, really. It spoke to me.
Did you come from Lincoln, or was it just a chance?
Yes, I live just outside Lincoln. So I'd been looking at businesses all over the city, really, but as I say, it's a bit like buying a house. You get a feel for the one that's right for you. So I knew this was the one I wanted after I'd seen it.
And when you bought it, was there much had to do with it, or was it already quite how you wanted it?
It was fairly well established. We've made a few changes with the decor and freshened it up and given it a bit of a spring clean, given it a new lease of life. We've just tampered with the menu slightly. The food was actually quite good quality and quite a varied menu before I came, so I've not had to make a massive amount of changes. We probably just do a slightly wider menu now, and we do a lot more in the way of homemade cakes and cheesecakes and that kind of thing, really. I've concentrated on upping the quality of the food rather than making massive changes to it and just maintaining consistency.
And so you sort of spoke about your cakes there. So what kind of range of cakes and cheesecakes do you do?
Oh, well, cheesecakes we can make in any flavour that you can possibly imagine, but chocolate are always the favourite. The chocolate just fly out the door. Everybody loves chocolate cheesecake. But we do all our own baking. Everything's homemade, from shortbread biscuits and Victoria sponges to triple decker, quite spectacular carrot cakes and all sorts, anything you can possibly imagine, really.
So do you have to wake up quite early to sort of start baking, or...?
Well, yeah, baking's done first thing every day, and there's normally quite a lot to do. It certainly keeps us on our toes and keeps us busy, and we do some outside catering as well, so kind of the baking and the outside catering are the jobs first thing in the morning before we start the day.
So what, apart from the cakes and cheesecakes, what's the sort of most popular thing on your menu?
Chicken curry is really popular. That's homemade, and everybody loves our chicken curry.
Because you never imagine sort of coming to a coffee shop for a chicken curry.
No, and most people, before they come, tend to think that it's more light bites, so sandwiches and toasted tea cakes and scones. But actually, we do a really broad and extensive full lunchtime and breakfast menu, so you can eat as much or as little as you like when you come here, really. We do have a really good, loyal local following, but when I took over, I was quite surprised when we get new customers through by just how many people are really local to us and didn't know we were here, unless you happen to be driving down this part of Burton Road. A lot of people didn't know we existed. It is quite difficult because obviously advertising is very expensive, but the best way is recommendations. Word of mouth, getting a satisfied customer, and then they bring back their friends and their family, and that's the thing that works best, I think, really. The other thing that works quite well is we do monthly tapas evenings, and we started doing them in February, and we're now getting repeat customers from that, so people are coming back with a different group of friends and different family, and that works really well because everybody has a really nice time, and the food is just a bit different. It's not the standard daytime menu that we do, and everything's handmade and all home prepared and all really good quality ingredients, so that seems to work really well. We get really good feedback from that.
So what happens on those tapas nights then?
Well, people arrive around about 7:30 in the evening. We do 6 courses, and we send out each course individually, so it's all in a platter and everybody helps themselves. And the table is booked for the whole of the evening. We don't turn the tables around, so there's no rush. And it's all the kind of food that's good for sharing, so things that people can all dip into, and all sorts of really healthy, local produce. We just try and prepare it to a really high standard, and people seem to really enjoy it. And we're fully licensed as well, so you can have a glass of wine with it, and it makes for something a bit different in an evening.
And also, you have started using Twitter. So does that help for any promotional things, or is it just sort of like a fun sideline?
We do use it for promotional things, but that's the one of the things we're trying to do is use it in a bit more real time. So that if we have a particular special on, we can put it on there on the day, uploading some of the photographs of, you know, when we do like a really spectacular cake, or if we do a cake that a customer's actually ordered to take away and it's something a bit different, and trying to put those on just to give people an idea of the variety of things that we do, really.
And you said you're quite proud of your 5-star hygiene rating. What do you have to do in order to get that?
Well, obviously everything has to be shiny, sparkly, yeah. Very clean, behind all the nooks and crannies and under the freezers, making sure that the food is all probed when it's prepared so that you can prove it's been heated to the right temperatures.
And is that a sort of, obviously it's an important thing for business, but was it sort of very important for yourself to sort of get a kind of tick?
Yes, it was a bit of a challenge, really. You know, it's quite a big achievement because it's the first food catering establishment that I've had. So it was really important to me that we started as we meant to go on. It was kind of a marker. The difficulty we've set ourselves now, of course, is that we've got to maintain that all the time. I would be mortified if we lost it and we went down to a 4, but I'm sure that won't happen.
And what's the biggest thing you've learned since taking over?
That the customer is key, and that if you give the customer good service and good quality food, and you're polite and friendly and treat them nicely, that they're very loyal and they'll keep coming back, and that you mustn't compromise on standards. And maintaining a high standard is everything, really, to maintaining a good and loyal customer base.
Going forward, what are your plans for Greenhouse in the next sort of few months, year?
Well, we're going to start a Greek night, which will be based on the same kind of scheme, the same format as the tapas evening. We're also doing a curry night in August to help a local charity, and we're looking to do possibly a curry night quite regularly in the future. And then we're hoping to, we have an upstairs room, and we're trying to get more into the ladies' luncheon parties. We've had a couple, and they're always such a really nice crowd. It's a lovely atmosphere, and everybody's really friendly. So we're trying to develop our kind of use of that room upstairs for more private parties, and using the tapas night as a theme for birthday parties, for example, and that kind of just broadening the horizons from the normal day-to-day coffee shop work and